You're listening to CaveRadioBroadcasting.com. The words and opinions you are about to hear are of the hosts and do not reflect the management of CaveRadioBroadcasting.com.
Against that door. Oh, you know why? You know why? You know why, baby? 'Cause I just wanna love you.
CaveRadioBroadcasting.com. I'm Big Easy.
And I'm Hot Lisa.
And we are Hot and Easy. I want to welcome everybody who's tuned in tonight at 10 p.m. I want to thank DJ Pass the Bad Guy, Team Hustler Radio, for warming up the crowd for us tonight. We have a very heavy show planned for you tonight. A little bit later, we're going to have Tasha Jones. She's a blues singer who's got a show at Callahan Music Hall tomorrow night, and she's also up for a couple DMAs. She's going to be in here. MMA fighter Derek Mandel from Michigan Top Team is going to call in to talk about his fight he's got out in Minnesota. What the hell was that?
Nothing.
Turn the volume down. This is live radio, Lisa.
Gotta just let it roll, man.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, we are joined in studio right now by Pauline and Jane. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, speaking of DMAs, you're up for a couple Detroit Music Awards also, aren't you?
Yeah, sure am. I think I'm up for a country band and country singer, country songwriter, probably everything with country in it.
Right. Now, being from Detroit, it's kind of there's not a lot of country bars out there. So how did you get into country?
Well, believe it or not, Detroit has the largest country music market in all of the nation.
Shut up.
You're kidding.
This is true. So it wasn't actually that difficult. And I just started writing country music. So I said, well, if you want to like it, that'd be really cool. If you don't, that's cool too. So I went out and played a few shows.
Well, I mean, now my daughter's 9 years old. she's into monster high dolls and One Direction and, you know, face chatting her friend and all that. How does a 9-year-old start writing music and then over a course of 9 years accumulate the songs that you've accumulated?
I started piano when I was 6. I was forced initially to play, and then I grew to love the instrument, and I can't even describe it. I just sat down one day and I said, I'm just going to let my fingers flow. I'm going to let the music flow through me and I'm going to play some music. And I wrote some classical stuff initially, and somehow that evolved into country music. How that happened, I have no idea. But it's been really fun. I love songwriting.
Yeah, you you seem to, I mean, we saw you at the, it was your guys' video launch party at the Magic Bag. Yeah. It was the Mike Leslie Band, you and your band, and then the Infatuations. And we've had Mike Parrott from the Mike Leslie Band. We've had Christian Drahim.
They're awesome.
From the Infatuations. Those guys, you know, those guys are doing big things. And to be on that card must have been pretty cool.
Oh, I love them. I love the Mike Leslie Band. I love the Infatuations. I love being surrounded by a little bit of funk, too. That's always fun.
Well, you know, you're not the normal country singer. I mean, you take country and kick its ass. I mean, you did. You got your little backup singer who's just as funky as you are. You know, you're out there belting it and you're playing guitar and you're kicking and jumping and dancing.
Amazing stage presence.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, and you're 18 years old. Wow. I mean, where did you your parents are entertainers? How did that happen?
My mom's in a singing group called Noteworthy. It's a vocal jazz group. It's an a cappella sort of thing. But I basically, I just go up there and have fun. I just love singing. I love playing. So any chance I can get to have fun on stage with a bunch of people, I feel pretty honored, and I better bring it.
And you can see how much fun you're having. And you having fun makes the audience have fun. And you had just a fantastic vibe going back and forth that night.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure to watch you.
Thank you.
Who are your inspirations? What gets you pumped up? What's on your iPod?
I would have to say typical Miranda Lambert.
Well, that, you know, Joey was down here earlier, and I was playing one of your songs, my roommate, and he's like, "That's she looks like her, she sounds like her," you know?
Well, thank you, but yeah, Miranda Lambert, and I'd have to say Blackberry Smoke, we were just talking about.
Yep.
I just, there's something about their music, I just feel it, just gets me pumped.
Excellent.
Could run 50 miles listening to them.
I don't even like driving 50
Maybe
miles.
Maybe actually one.
50 or one.
Now, you've been on tour. You opened up for Sheryl Crow at DTE.
I have.
We call it Pine Knob still.
Oh, yeah.
Ty Stone, Kaleido, which are two really awesome Detroit bands and, you know, Detroit-based acts. What was your favorite thing to do so far? You know, was it one of them or something else that you've done in your...
I think probably the two coolest experiences I've had so far are heading out to Washington State. I played at the Gorge Amphitheater, and I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
No.
But it is one of the most beautiful places to play. Yeah. The backdrop is a mountain, and there's a little lake that's right in front of it. And you can see that while you're playing on stage. It is just absolutely beautiful. And the other one, obviously, was pretty big honor to open for Sheryl Crow. That was a blast.
Yeah.
Got to rub shoulders with some pretty cool talent that night.
Yeah, that was, when I saw that, I was like, damn. And then I know Kaleido going out to play the Viper Room in the next couple weeks out in L.A.
That's pretty cool.
That were River Phoenix.
Yeah.
That was where Johnny Depp's place, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
So, well, the last night when on your website it said 100. Some I think at the party or whatever, the video party, it was 200 songs. How many songs have you wrote, and what does it take to write a song? I mean, how long goes into it, the thought process? I mean, what does it take to write a song?
I think I've probably written about 200 songs, maybe more. They're always happening. It'll literally, I could be sitting right here and I would all of a sudden just have to whip my phone out and turn on the recorder and just get the melody down. But it's just the muse visits. You got to capture it. Lyrics come secondary to me. And I don't know. It's just a gift. And I say that in the most humble way.
Now, has anyone else playing your songs, or are you just writing for yourself?
I'm just writing for myself at this point. I am pitching my music to different publishing companies, so we shall see what's to come.
And is everything that you've done your own, or have you sung things that anybody else has done for you, written for you?
Everything that I've ever played is my own, or I've done covers.
Very nice. Thanks. Now, you're going to college here in a couple months.
Woo-hoo!
To probably the best place any country artist could ever go to college.
Right.
Belmont University, correct? Which
correct.
Is in Nashville, Tennessee.
Right on Music Row.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
How badass is that? What's your expectations about that? I mean, are you going, you're going to study music. Music business, right?
Music business, yeah. You did your research.
Oh, yeah.
I am. I'm going to study at their business school, which is known throughout the country, so I'm pretty honored to be accepted into that. I figure that if I'm going to play in the game, I better know how to play.
Right.
I think it'll be a great experience. I think I'll meet a lot of awesome people. You get a lot of good connections mm-hmm. coming out of somewhere that's right on Music Row. So it's going to be a blast.
That's cool. I've been to Nashville. Nashville was pretty cool. It's really nice down there. And, I mean, that's where the, you know, blues and country and all that
yep.
originated down there, you know, and that and branched out. So the Grand Ole Opry's calling your name, huh?
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be bad. That's sweet. Now, you want to play a song real quick?
Sure.
Let's play a song. We'll take a real quick break, come back, you know, chat for a few more minutes. We got a few more questions. Maybe play another song. And then I know you got an appointment tomorrow morning, so... All right, so we're going to kill our mics and let you go. What song is this?
This is called Love Beat. I just wrote it.
Oh, cool. Oh, nice. I like that. Paulina Jane here on CaveRadioBroadcasting.com. You're listening to Hot and Easy.
When you meet a guy, look him in the eye. First thing you gotta try to mindless chatter. Then you gotta take a little chance, see if your heart goes pitter patter. Ba bow, ba bow, yeah. Ba bow, ba bow, oh. Ba bow, ba bow, yeah, yeah. When the right one comes along, you're gonna go right where your heart belongs.
Rise. Ladies and gentlemen, Pauline
that
and Jane.
That was amazing.
That was great.
You.
You said that's a new song?
Sure is. Yep.
Love it.
That's awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it right here on KDRadioBroadcasting.com. We had someone from the 910 area code. If you want to call back, we're going to have Paulina for about another 20, 25 minutes. Give us a call, 313-879-5059. We're going to take a real quick break. You're listening to Hot and Easy. I'm Big Easy.
And I'm Hot Lisa.
You're listening to KDRadioBroadcasting.com.
This is Dan from Just Roll With It. You're listening to KDRadioBroadcasting.com.
Welcome to All Grow Hydro, where we provide you with all your growing needs. We have 5,000 square feet full of merchandise. Our employees are all experienced gardeners and can help you with all your gardening questions. Located between Southfield Freeway and Goddard at 3535 Fort Street in Lincoln Park. We are open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Locally owned and operated, our staff is the most knowledgeable in the business. Spanish-speaking employees are available. Call 313-382-4200 or stop by and visit. 313-382-4200. Call today and tell them Cave Radio sent you.
Thinking about every day till the next time I see him. Oh, Griffin Neighborhood Auto Clinic, located in Farmington Hills on Hagerty, just south of 10 Mile. Family owned and operated since 2007. Mufflers, tires, brakes, transmissions, big or small, we do it all. Call 248-888-9406 or go to www.griffinsautoclinic.com. That's 248-888-9406 for all your auto needs. Also, visit their Facebook page, Griffin's Neighborhood Auto Clinic, for coupons each month. Griffin's Auto Clinic, your place for all your auto repairs.
MGBiz Solutions is a minority-owned company based in Redford, Michigan that takes pride in making sure the websites they build for their small business and not-for-profit clients reach their target audiences. MGBiz designs and develops websites that are fully search engine optimized with packages to fit all budgets. They also manage social media campaigns with complete social media optimization programs. Reach out to owner Melinda Grochek through the contact page on their website at mgbiz.com or by phone at 313-682-7450. 313-682-7450. MGBiz Solutions.
Welcome back, everybody, to Hot and Easy. I'm Big Easy.
And I'm Hot Lisa.
And we are joined in studio tonight by Paulina Jane. Paulina is nominated for several Detroit Music Awards and just recently got back from a tryout on The Voice.
Yes.
How did that go?
It went really well. I did the audition down in Nashville, and it was at the beginning of February. I think it went well, at least. I'm waiting to hear back from the producers, so we'll see. I didn't get cut on the spot, so that's a victory.
Right.
Was that like in front of the judges, or just like this? Was this a tryout to go in front of the judge?
This was the phase right before blind auditions.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever seen
the show. Oh, yeah, I love The Voice.
Love the show.
Yeah,
it's my favorite one of all of them. I can't stand American Idol.
Me too.
I like it.
Yeah, I agree. So this audition was actually in front of the producers of the show, and then the next audition would be in front of the panel.
Nice. So if you do make it, you'd be on the next, because they got one starting Monday, I think.
Right,
so.
Right. It would be next season.
And without CeeLo Green. CeeLo's not coming back.
I know. What's up with that?
I don't think that was a very smart thing to do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Who are they going to get to replace him? Are they going to keep Usher on? I don't know.
Yeah. Usher's pretty good, I think.
Yeah, he's all right. But Blake and what's his name? They make it. Adam.
Yeah, they hold it down.
Yeah, those guys are awesome.
You tell them I said hi. When you get there. I have a thing for the tattooed ones.
Too bad he's about 150 pounds less than I am.
You can put him in your pocket. Right?
So cute.
Oh, Adam Levine in my pocket.
All right, now I told you we were going to have a couple weird-ish questions for you.
All right, here we go.
Nothing crazy, like I said. All right. If you were to go create your dream concert that you would be on, who else would be on that bill? You know, headliners and maybe one or two acts.
Oh, all right. This is going to sound like a weird, weird answer.
No.
Okay. Beyonce. Okay. She would be on my show because I would want to be backstage talking to her about how the heck she stands on stage and dances for 3 hours.
Right.
Right.
In heels.
Right. And she's singing all at the same time. I don't know how she does that. Yeah. Beyonce for sure. Who would the other one? Stevie Wonder.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You Stevie. Do like the funk, don't you?
I do. Well, I have to. I'm from Detroit.
Right. Amen.
Yeah, those would be the two on the bill, I think.
Love
That'd
it.
Be a fun no. show.
For one day, if you got to rock any style where you could go back to the way you look the next day, how would you change your appearance?
Oh my goodness, guys. I think that I'd dye my hair black just for fun.
She's a blonde.
Yep.
Really?
I am.
Well,
and
there you go.
A brunette and a redhead and purple hair.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
I think it'd be fun. It'd be daring. It'd be something different. Switch right. it up.
Two more. What if you had the chance to sit down for dinner with any three people in the history, dead or alive, who would they be?
All right. Number one, George Washington. How the heck he did it, I don't know. Number two, Ray Charles. And number three, oh my goodness, making me think. My babysitter Hallie, if I could have sat down with her one more time, that'd be the other person. You guys don't know her, but she was really special to me.
You know, when I'm asked that question, I'm a huge Jerry Garcia fan. I'm a Grateful Dead fan. Mm. I got a Grateful Dead tattoo right in the middle of my back. he's one of mine. My mom, who I lost 16 years ago to cancer, mm-hmm. is my other one. And then it's like Will Smith is my, was, you know, because you got to have someone there to make jokes. You know? So, all right, what's the other one?
Any superpower, what would it be?
Invisibility, hands down.
Nice. Excellent. Without a second.
Hands down. I've already thought about these things.
That's funny. You know, that kind of segues right into something that we are going to talk about, the new Fantastic Four lineup. Have you saw the new Fantastic Four lineup?
No, tell me about it.
Yeah, the Fantastic Four is rebooting the series. And hold on, let me Fantastic Four.
I really like the original.
Right.
They did a good job.
Yeah, but the one guy's freaking Captain America now, so they can't.
We go Captain America.
Previous conversations that we've had on that one.
Exactly. We actually had it last week. How can you be two superheroes?
You know? You can't. It's impossible.
Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense.
I've tried.
All right, so Kate Mara, who is, she's, I can't remember who she is. That's a picture of her right there.
Okay.
She's going to be Sue Storm.
Is she the girl who was on Taken?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
I know who you're talking about.
Yep. Kate Mara, Miles Teller, who this is him. He was in Project X and 21 and Over.
All right. Yep. I don't know him.
Young kid. Yep. All right. And then
he's going to be Mr. Fantastic.
Mr. Fantastic.
Okay.
Hmm.
And then I can't remember who the guy who's going to be Ben Grimm, but Michael B. Jordan, who is this kid.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Michael.
So
I got a crush.
He's a great actor. He's been in a lot of cool stuff. But I didn't read the Fantastic Four comics, but I didn't know Johnny Storm was black.
I don't think that Johnny Storm knew that Johnny Storm was black.
So, I don't know. But it's funny, you said invisibility, and that was the, you know, little Fantastic Four segue. That's what we call a segue in radio.
I like it.
All right, so one more question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years, 10 years?
I'll definitely be doing something with music. I know I'll be writing for the rest of my life. I hope that I could be fortunate enough to be an artist in the industry and be respected by the people and also by the industry. That would be really cool. I just feel really like blessed to be doing what I'm doing right now, and I try to enjoy all the journeys that I get to have. So I don't like to think too far into the future because I try to live in the moment. But I know that music will be a part of my life no matter what.
Perfect. You got anything else?
I do not.
What do you got coming up? I know you got a couple gigs coming up March 7th. You're going to be at the Bosco in Ferndale.
Yes, it's an Ambassador magazine event. That's going to be really fun. March 29th, it's going to be awesome. St. Andrew's Hall, headlining. And
it's Morgan's birthday.
It is.
Well, come out and celebrate.
She'll be 10 years old.
Maybe all right. Well,
take her to her first concert.
It's an all-ages show. There you go.
Fantastic.
I think I might have to do that.
Plan set.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt Austin and Annabelle Rode are going to be opening, so that'll be a great show. And then April 3rd, I'm actually doing a fundraiser for my school. We need some money for prom, because currently we're going to have it on the front lawn, so that needs to change.
There you go.
So yeah, come check them out. They're going to be great.
Very cool. And then May 24th, I know it's Blind Pig in Ann Arbor.
Yep, we're setting that up. It's going to be sort of a different lineup. I think it's going to be Mike Leslie Band and Flower Eris, or Eris, sorry. Mike Leslie Band and Eris. It's going to be great. Switching it up, not all country.
Very nice.
All
right. Yeah, Mike Leslie Band, we enjoyed them, guys.
Yeah, that was fun.
They were cool. All right, DMAs, get out there, vote for you.
Heck yeah.
You want to play one more song? And then we'll get you guys out of here.
Sure.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Paulina Jane here on KRadioBroadcasting.com. I'll turn down the mics and let you go.
There's a cold wind blowing, might as well be snowing. It's freezing in the summer air.
I swear it's made of ice, something little, nothing nice. And I just wish I didn't care.
Well, he told me a lesson, don't believe your first impression. Pretty package, but a poser in disguise. He's a shovel full of phony, looking for another trophy. A trail of frozen hearts a mile wide. He ain't wanted, dead or alive. He ain't worth it, there's nothing inside. Here's a warning, take cover and hide. He's on fire for sure, then it's 20 but low.
Like a sugar daddy, strutting like a barnyard stud. Silver tongue and sweeter, hotter than a heater. When it leaves, you're gonna cry a flood.
Well, he told me a lesson, don't believe your first impression. Petty package, but a poser in disguise. He's a shovel full of phony, looking for another trophy. A trail of frozen hearts a mile wide. He ain't wanted, dead or alive. He ain't worth it, there's nothing inside. Here's a warning, take cover and hide. He's on fire for sure, then it's 20 but by the frost of a life gone cold. The temperature is falling, winter time is calling, calling me home. And like naked in the snow, I'm frozen to the bone. Can you feel it, baby? Feel it, baby? Feel it, baby? It's 20 below. He ain't wanted, dead or alive. He ain't worth it, there's nothing inside. Here's a warning, take cover and hide. He's on fire for sure, then it's 20 below. He's on fire for sure, then it's 20 below.
All right. That's nice. Ladies and gentlemen, Paulina Jane. You can catch her at paulinajane.com, Twitter.
At Paulina Jane, Instagram at Paulina Jane, and Facebook, Paulina Jane Music.
Yeah, there's Paulina Jane Music. Thank you for coming on. You guys can catch her March 7th at the Bosco in Ferndale. March 29th at St. Andrews, and you said you got a thing for St. Andrews. That's you one of your best shows was there, right? Or were you like the sold-out show or something like that?
Yeah, The Shelter. Sold that baby out.
Yeah, you so and Eminem, cool. The only two artists to do that. So congratulations. You can catch her on all them things, and most definitely you catch her here. We're going to be playing some of her stuff here on KRadioBroadcasting.com. Thank you again for coming in tonight.
Thank you guys so much for having me. It's a blast being with you.
All right, guys, we're going to take a real quick break. We're going to come back, and at about 11 o'clock, Tasha Owens is going to be calling in, talk about some stuff she's got going on this weekend, Callahan Music Hall, and some DMA awards she's got coming on. This is Big Easy.
And Hot Lisa.
We're Hot and Easy. Be back in a minute.